Do soldiers get higher spiritual planets if they die in the battle? Not necessarily spiritual planets. They will get, if they are doing the cause of duty of protecting the nation, and if they die at that time, then there are different levels again. It depends on the consciousness. Some soldiers are doing it just as another job, and it's a part of the job, it's a part of the risk for the job. That risk is a part of the job description. Some soldiers may really have some patriotic feelings where they want to, they love their country and they want to work for their country, protect their country. Some soldiers may actually even be spiritually minded and they feel that, oh, when they're fighting this war, actually, you know, they say if somebody is, some soldiers are fighting in India against Pakistan, then they may have that conscience, not necessarily that actually, no, if India is the land of dharma, if this is not protected, then there can be so much suffering, there can be so much, in the past so many temples were desecrated by aggressors, the same thing can happen again. So we are protecting that. So a lot depends on consciousness. So therefore, rather than saying that the soldiers who die will attain higher planets, we have to see what their consciousness is. And definitely, any activity which involves a certain level of selflessness, that is indicative of a consciousness which is expanded. And there will be a reward for that. But how much? That will vary from person to person, from individual consciousness. So we can't make a general blanket statement. It depends on the individual consciousness of the person. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.